Hey everyone, welcome to the 20th episode of Resting Bitch. This is exciting. 20 episodes so far. And I think it's just going to keep getting better. I hope. Yeah. I can't believe it's already been 20 episodes. Wild. Thanks for, you know, being here yet again. I'm Allie Makovsky, and this is my damn podcast. Okay. I don't know if you noticed, but we do have new graphics. And now my podcast looks legit on YouTube. The thumbnail looks nice. The design, the intro. Ooh, just wait. Just wait until you see the end. Once we come to a close and you see that final... Damn. I'm just very excited for all of the help that we have received. Follow my boy Tom Bosco, TOMBOSKO, for helping us out. The title is now in my handwriting. It's all personalized and custom. It's like when you go to a bar mitzvah and they do the t-shirt designs how you want them. That's how this feels. I feel like I'm designing my bar mitzvah theme on a podcast. I never had a bat mitzvah. I'm half Jewish. My dad is Jewish, so most people say that I'm not actually Jewish, unless you're a white supremacist, in which case half is enough to dislike. It's a fine line. It is interesting. I think I might have talked about this before on the podcast. I think I say that every podcast. I think I might have talked about this on the last podcast, but I think I might have. I talked about it on the episode with Andrew Collin. I'm trying to make this joke work because when I tell people that I'm half Jewish, they always say, oh, on your mom's or your dad's side. They only care so they can either shut you down or, you know, bring you up. Because they'll say, oh, is it on your mom or your dad's side? Who cares? And then I always say, oh, on my dad's side. And they go, you're not really Jewish. It's like, when did you become religious all of a sudden? No, everyone in LA is an atheist until you say you're half Jewish. And then they all of a sudden are the Jew experts out here. I mean, that is kind of true. A lot of Jews in Los Angeles. But, I mean, it's... Shut up. I didn't ask... I went through a Christian phase in high school. I went through a Jewish phase in middle school and, you know, and a little bit in high school. But it's so annoying. Like when people are like, I guess no one else really, no one says I'm half Christian. That is interesting. But yeah, it's like such a weird, intrusive, I don't know why I find it so annoying. But it's like just these, I wish I could explain why it's so annoying, but I don't know if I can get to the root of it quick enough, or else there's going to be a lot of dead air in me just thinking about why it bothers me. But yeah, I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm half Jewish. What side is it on? My dad's side. You're not Jewish. Yeah, I said I'm half Jewish. I didn't... Oh my god, it grinds my goddamn gears. Yeah, so my dad is the Jew bagel, and his name's Larry. Shout out to Larry. What a sad name, you know? And why did I bring that up? Oh yes, I wanted to have... So in middle school, during my Jewish phase... I really wanted to have a bat mitzvah, like so badly, because most of the people where I went to school, there were a handful of Jews, and so I wanted to stand out, be the center of attention, have this lit-ass bat mitzvah where everyone's grinding and, you know, putting their hand in those wax things. I don't know if there's any Jews who, I don't know what the demographic of this podcast is, but a lot of like bar mitzvahs or bat mitzvahs, they have this thing where you can like, it's kind of like this tub, this bowl of wax, and it's different colors, and you put your hand in, and then it like comes out and you can keep the wax mold of your hand. It's really boring when you think about it, because then you just have a, but people, you know, you could really tell what type of person you are going to become by the wax mold you made for yourself. There are a lot of people who did shockers. Those kids are all dead now, or they're addicted to hard drugs, and you know, God bless them. I hope that they're doing well. You had the people who did the rock on, and those kids are probably Christians now. Anyone who like does the rock on like seriously is pretty straight-laced. No one who's really doing this is rocking too hard. Then you had the I love you in sign language. That's a sweet one. Sentimental. But there's really only so much you can do. There's no like 13-year-olds at a bar mitzvah who are in a gang, so you're not really doing gang signs in the wax mold. Yeah, you're pretty limited with your hand molding options. But yeah, I really wanted to have a bat mitzvah. I thought it would really change the game for me. And when I asked my dad, he said, it's too expensive. You can just have a party at the house. And that's when I knew I was really Jewish. Too expensive to have a bat mitzvah. And yeah, I did end up having a pretty turned up house party. You know, it was 2007 or 2008. So the playlist was Shawty Got Low, 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 Shawty and Them Apple Bottom Jeans. I mean, that song went so hard at the time. And now you hear songs and you're like, how could you have topped Apple Bottom Jeans? Boots with the Fur? The whole club was looking at her. That song really slapped. And then what else was on there? Probably like Gwen Stefani, Nelly Furtado. Maybe a couple hits from like Camp Rock. Soulja Boy was for sure on the playlist. It had to be. Yeah, I don't know. It was a good party, I guess. We had a hot tub in the backyard above ground. So, you know, it got pretty steamy out there with the parental supervision and whatnot. It was a fun party. But yeah. Anyway, why did I go on that rant? Parties in high school and middle school were so fun. And now I'm like so bored. Like parties just aren't fun. I think it's because like, you haven't really had sex yet, and so everything is just like, even just like making eye contact with someone from across the room feels extremely sexual. So it's like, like the stakes are so high. You're like, maybe I'm gonna hold hands. Remember how heightened everything felt? Everything felt so like extreme in high school and middle school. I guess not really high school once you become a whore, once you whore yourself out in high school, then it starts to go downhill. But before, I'm going to make sure, dude, the TI thing, like, yeah, that's really gross. But now because I was about to say, when I have kids, I don't want them to lose their virginity for a long time. So that way everything feels exciting for as long as possible. But then T.I. did that and it is very creepy. That's so, I don't know if you guys heard. I mean, I hope that the people who listen to my podcast are up to date on the Twitter Explore page of what's hot and trending. But T.I. said he takes his daughter to the gynecologist every year to make sure she's still a virgin. How creepy. How creepy. And also, T.I., guess what? She's not, okay? She's not. So, let it go. That's such a weird thing to do. I remember it was just the anniversary of when I lost my virginity. I lost my virginity on 11-11-11 because I didn't want to forget. I really should have just lost it on 9/11. But yeah, I thought 11/11/11 would have been special. And I guess in a way it was. It was special. I was at my boyfriend at the time's dad's house with his stepbrothers and everyone was at home. It was pretty hot. Real hot. Just on that full-size mattress with his stepbrother's mattress, who I was friends with in high school, his bed right next to us. He wasn't in the room or anything, but just knowing that he was sharing that room, so hot. And then what happened? Oh yeah, I did it on 11/11/11. Cardi B tweeted on 11/11, you know, the other day that her grandma passed away on that date. And I knew when I was losing my virginity, something felt off. And now I know that it was because of Cardi B's grandmother's passing. So RIP, RIP. It's crazy though to think about that, you know, like while you're boning and having a good time, someone is dying. Think about that next time you're getting plowed. I feel like after you have sex, you should just say, you should like just do a little prayer. Say RIP to the person who died while you were having sex. Why was I talking about that? Oh yeah. Wait, why did I bring that up though? I lost my virginity on 11/11/11. Yeah, but I already talked about T.I. Anyway, it was a pretty memorable experience. Why did I bring that up though? What? Yeah, but I felt like there was a bigger point I was trying to make with the shout out to Blake. Oh, you know what I want to mention? I mean, I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but don't you ever just like, because I lost my virginity to my first boyfriend and I waited like 9 months of being with him, which I felt like I felt like if I could have had a baby in this amount of time with this guy, then I should be able to pretend like we're gonna have a baby, you know? So that's why I waited 9 months, boned him. It was a weird experience, but I was with him for so long, like, we're boning out there, and I just want to, this would never happen because I don't think he wants anything to do with me, and I respect that, and I wouldn't either because I'm a little bit crazy, and, you know, he's probably doing great now, but if he's listening, if someone knows him, I do want to bone him for old time's sake. I want to just see how we've grown as people, as sexual partners, what he's up to. I'm just curious. And I feel like, I don't know about you guys, but I just want to go back to the first, you know, fuck that I had. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like nostalgia is going to be the death of me. Nostalgia will be the death of me for sure. Shout out to Blake. Always. I feel like every episode I always do a little shout out to him. I have this necklace that says influencer on it and it's kind of ironic. I do love it. It's a bold look. And my friend Lexi got it for me. We have matching influencer necklaces from Forever 21 for $5. I wore it all this week. Why am I not being able to talk right now? Okay. I need to just like take a deep breath. I wore my necklace to Camp Flognaw. And that was the crazy. Okay. So Tyler, the Creator, puts on this like little festival, mini festival every year called Camp Flognaw. And when he first did it, it really felt like a little camp and less like a festival. It was very intimate. It felt small and personal. And this year I went and it was so big. They had it at Dodger Stadium, like not in the stadium, like in the parking lot surrounding the stadium. And they really made it into like this carnival. There were Ferris wheels, all of the carnival games and rides and things like that. And then three main stages. And when I had been in previous years, it was, you know, it kind of had that feel, but it just, something about it felt very intimate, even though it was big in the past years. This year just felt super, just like an actual festival. Like, it felt like I was at Coachella if Coachella was for teenagers. It was like so many, I've never felt older, and I'm 24. And I was like just surrounded by these kids who were chill, but not really. It was just a lot. I don't know if it was just that festival in particular, or I don't know. I'm wondering if I'm like not a crowd person anymore. Like, maybe it's just something that is more fun when you're younger. And then you just get over it. Also, you know what it might have been? Last time I went to Camp Flogna, a friend of a friend had artist wristbands. So I got like, you know, the VIP experience. I was like in the artist lounge, and that's what was really intimate. So maybe I'm just a little bit salty that I just had, you know, a regular ass wristband and wasn't treated like the queen that I am. Which is fine. It's good to be humbled. But once you see the other side, once you see the sweet life of Zach and Cody behind the backstage area, you don't want to go back to that general admission life. But also, just another quick shout out to my boy Joseph, who hooked it up with the passes. Very nice of him. I want to shout out his Instagram. Hold on. I have to find it. But yeah, he did give me the passes, so I didn't even pay for it. And you know what? That does say a lot, though. I didn't even pay for the festival, and I still was like, this is too much. Because normally when you don't pay for something, you just enjoy it no matter what. It was a lot of walking, which I was like, oh my god, am I like a healthy person now? Like, I walked after the first night, I walked all the way from the festival at Dodger Stadium down to, I walked for like an hour. And I was like, oh my god, I'm like, am I in New York? Am I in London? Like, this is who I am now. I'm just going to walk everywhere. Like, I'm going to get rid of my car. But now my legs are so sore, and I'm like, I'm never walking again. I need to be carried around. So shout out to Joseph Gurgis. I'm probably saying his last name wrong. Why did I say right? I don't know what's happening to me. Jojo Gurgis. G-I-R-G-E-S. Very nice of him. And he gave me unlimited game passes with the thing. Anyway, he's a nice dude. Cool guy. Great hair. He came to my show at the Ice House. I was like, you know what? Come to the Ice House. I'm on a show. The lineup is fire. I'll snatch them bands off of you, and you can watch this great ass show. And he came all the way from like the Bellflower area, and we got to chat for a while. Beautiful hair. Anyway, yes. So it was fine. I just wasn't treated like a little queen. I was being very entitled this weekend, and I didn't have a good time. It was fine. You know what? Here's the thing. This is why. Okay. I'm just going to clarify so I don't sound that entitled and annoying. If there was service at the venue, there was zero cell phone reception, and I was going there later, so I had to find my friends and meet up with them, and no one had service on their phone, so I couldn't text them and coordinate where to meet them up. So I was just roaming around alone, surrounded by all these children and their, you know, their squad, their TikTok squad. They're all so young. And I'm just walking around feeling like this old pedophile, even though I'm like 3 years older than them, but they just feel so much younger than me. And I was just walking around alone, like watching Claro, who's, you know, just beautiful. And when I was watching her, okay, but that's why it was annoying, because I couldn't meet up with any of my friends. So I was just alone at this festival feeling like a loser. And I don't mind being places alone, but when it's that big and there's that many people, it does feel overwhelming and not, it just wasn't the vibe. But when I was watching Claro, who's so good and talented and adorable, and I want to be her, this guy standing behind me was like, Allie. And I thought he was talking to me or something. So I like look around. He's looking at this girl who's standing in front of him. And then he looks at me like, why is this bitch turning around and looking at me? And he's looking at me for a second. And then he goes, oh my God, I listen to your podcast. So shout out to Justin. His girlfriend who, hold on, I have to tell you this. So his girlfriend is named Allie. And so he was calling for his girlfriend to turn around. And then I turn around and surprise, bitch, it's your girl Allie from Resting Bitch. And he was like, that's so crazy. I didn't know that was you and of your podcast. I might be exaggerating, but anyway, so we ended up watching Claro together. And guess how him and his girlfriend met? This is the type of people I'm surrounded by at this festival, okay? They didn't meet on MySpace. They didn't meet on Instagram. They didn't meet on Club Penguin. They met on Minecraft. Okay, so that's the people I'm surrounded by. They were very cute and fun and sweet. But this was a Minecraft audience. I'm a Club Penguin gal, okay? Different generation. But he was really nice. So shout out to Justin and Allie. So adorable. Little Minecraft sweeties. But yeah, and then luckily I ran into my friend Roy. Shout out to Chef Roy Choi. He is a gangster. If you haven't had, I just had his food for the first time at the carnival. They had the Kogi booth. There was like a bunch of food there, and they had Kogi, which is Roy Choi's food truck that he started. And I got this burrito, and it's like, it had kimchi in it, and it was like this fusion between Korean, I don't know, it was so good. Like, when I was eating the burrito, I was, like, expecting it to, you know, you have a burrito and there's so many variations, beans, rice, meats, and this is so different, but so, so good. Like, it was just such a different experience, and it was so filling and yummy, and then I got to hang out with him and his daughter and some of his other friends, and I didn't feel so alone, and I also got a little bit of the VIP treatment, so I did enjoy the end of the trip. And then I left early, so I didn't get to see Drake get booed. Which also, like, fuck all of you who booed him. None of you, like, you are all going to a venue. I mean, if you're gonna boo him for, like, being friends with Millie Bobby Brown, I get that. It's a weird age difference. Why are they texting so much? It's weird. But don't boo him for him doing his thing, okay? If you don't like him, hey, guess what? You don't have to stay. It's a surprise headliner. You already saw everyone you wanted to see. Just go home. Go home. Go on Minecraft, okay? Like, I just find it so ridiculous. Because guess what? There were probably some artists there who were actually bad, you know? I mean, I don't know. I didn't even honestly know the lineup. But I imagine at a festival, there's always like one or two people who play at like, you know, noon in the restroom area. And they always, you know, whatever. Don't boo Drake because he's just doing what he's supposed to do. It's not that he sucked. It's just that you guys suck. Drop the mic. Fuck all of you. You guys all suck. If you saw everyone who was there looked like they didn't know what consent was. That was the vibe. Everyone's wearing button downs that are just off. They're not even on. They're like in their shorts pocket. They all look like They look like, it was a bunch of Chads out there, okay? The end. That's it. That's all I have to say about that. I'm moving on. I'm getting fired up about it. Also, all of the porta potties were disgusting. I don't know if you know this, but they don't have to be disgusting. I know that aesthetically they don't look like they should be clean, but they don't. You don't have to piss all over the fucking seat, okay? How about when you go in there, you put a little toilet paper down on the seat rim. You sit your whole ass down on the seat. Guess what? It all goes into the toilet and it doesn't get on the seat. And then we can all use it like a fully functioning adult. But none of you seem to be there this weekend, huh? I'm fucking a janitor now. You think I'm a janitor? I walk into the bathroom, all of a sudden I have to put my cleaning hat on and get all the spot. Oh my God. I'm a grown ass woman, okay? I don't want to clean up your pee on the seat. If we all just sit our ass down, it's not that gross. If you think about it, there's plenty, your hands are grosser than your thigh cheek area is, okay? So just sit your ass down. No more squatting. None of y'all are squat. Like, you don't know. Oh, my God. I'm going to have a heart attack. What else did I do? Check, check, check. I went on a Jack in the Box audition that was for a bilingual role. Never again. Okay, I speak poquito español. And I do it pretty well. Not just now, but normally I speak fine Spanish. It's all right, okay? So I went on this commercial audition for Jack in the Box for this bilingual. Like, you just had to say the lines in Spanish and in English. Very easy. But the guy who was running the audition, like the casting guy who was in the room and explaining everything and filming and stuff, he was such an asshole. Like, you know when you meet someone, it was just like, hey, I'm sorry that your acting career didn't work out and that you peaked in 2000 to 2003 and then it all went downhill for you, but don't take that out on me. I, like, came in with good energy. I was excited to do my first audition in Spanish. That's exciting. That's fun. It's my first time. It's special. It's like 11-11-11. Never forget, okay? And then he just had to be, he had this attitude and he was like, I think he was just mad that I was white and I was doing, it's like, yeah, I'm mad too. I know that this isn't for me, but like, at least just let me have fun in this audition that I'm not going to get. It's not going to make your day easier for being a dick to me. That's something that I learned at my last job I had. Because I had a lot of these like shitty food service jobs where I was miserable and I would go into them and just be like, I hate that I'm here. And I would put off that energy to customers, to coworkers. I'd be like, this ain't what I want to do with my life. Fuck all of you. I don't want to be here. And my day went so slow. And every person who walked in, I thought that they sucked. And I was like, this just sucks. Everything sucks. And guess what? It didn't make my day. I say guess what a lot. That's really annoying because I'm aware of it now. So I'm just going to think about it every time I say guess what. But guess what? It's not making my day easier by being miserable at this job. Just because I don't want to have that job long term, just because it's not my career job, doesn't mean I have to be miserable at it and treat it like that. So at this last job I had when I was working at this chicken wings place, not Wingstop, I like would show up with a good attitude and I would be excited to work and I would like try and just bring a positive attitude. And would you know it, my shift went by a lot smoother. I made a lot of friends who came in there on the regular and it wasn't such a shitty job. I still go in there and I talk to my manager. All my other jobs, I, like, can't even show my face, even though sometimes I go in just to, like, flex on them. But, yeah, it's just interesting. So this guy was just being such an asshole, and I hated it. He skipped over my name, and so when he came out of the room, I was like, hey, you skipped me, and he was like, why didn't you tell me? And I'm like, first of all, it's your job to not skip the names and to go in order. Second of all, I only have like a 5-second window of opportunity to tell you in the moment that you're skipping me. Also, I don't know, whatever. Just bad vibes. Fuck that dude. For real. But on the positive side of the commercial auditions, and these are just like fun to do because I don't really work that much during the day. Like I babysit, but not that much. So commercial auditions are just fun because there's really no pressure. Like unless I was like super broke and like really needed the money from it, like I don't know. It's just, it's fun to do. There's no pressure. It's just like, it just feels like practice. Like I'm just getting more comfortable doing stuff like that. And I got a callback for my TJ Maxx commercial. Your girl's a Maxinista. And then the next step is like getting on avails, which I did. And what that means is that they want to make sure that you're available and that you stay available for whenever they're shooting because you might be in it. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you got it, but it means like you might have. So keep it. It would be tight to be in a TJ Maxx commercial and just be stunting in my TJ Maxx attire. I went through this like rabbit hole on YouTube of watching people. It's so fun to watch. Watching people go to the worst reviewed makeup artist wherever they like live or are, and they go to the worst reviewed makeup artist in town and they get their makeup done by them. And I was like just watching so many of these that I went to get my makeup done by not the worst reviewed, but I just wanted to get my makeup done after watching all of these videos. And so I went to the Grove. The beautiful Grove in Los Angeles, and I went to Charlotte Tilbury, which is this like super hyped up brand right now. I feel like people keep talking about it, and so I went to get my makeup done at their store at the Grove, and it was so, I looked bad, and it was funny because maybe I like manifested it by watching all of these bad makeup videos. It wasn't that it was bad, but it definitely was not good, and it was bad. I just looked like a clown, and I had to, like, buy stuff, which I wanted to do, but this, my makeup looked so bad that I wanted to be like, do you think this is good? I wanted to ask her, do you think this is good? Would you feel good walking out of the store looking the way that I do right now? Dude, when she penciled in my eyebrows. You guys know my eyebrows. They don't need any extra help. They just need to be brushed and tamed. And she filled them in. I looked crazy. I went to my friend Brad Silnutzer wrote a musical with his friend Joey. And it's a musical about the Fast and the Furious, and it's so funny. And they're doing it at Dynasty Typewriter, which is at the Hayworth in downtown, kind of like the downtown area. Not really, it's actually not downtown. But anyway, if you're in LA, you have to come watch this. It always sells out. This was like their fifth time doing the show there, and it always sells out. So be on the lookout. It was so funny. I'm like obsessed with it. I had to leave early to go to a show, and so I missed like the last 20 minutes, which I'm really bummed about, but I'm excited because that means I'm going to see it again. It's so good. You're like, how do you make a musical about the Fast and the Furious? I don't know, but they did it, and it's so good. And I don't think I've really, like, watched a full Fast and the Furious. Or maybe I have, but it was never, like, my thing. It's so good. It doesn't matter if you've seen it, if you haven't seen it, if you've only seen a little bit of it. It's so funny. Anyway, I just had to do that plug because I'm obsessed with it. And then, okay, this is it for my freaking alley portion. Well, I guess this whole podcast is the alley portion, which, speaking of, I think I need to incorporate something else into the format of this podcast, because it's a little bit too much alley. And sometimes, like last week, my week was pretty boring and I ate too much before the podcast and it kind of went off the rocks. This one I'm feeling good about. I like what I'm talking about, but it's too much alley and not enough, like, I don't know, I'm missing something. So if you have any suggestions of what you think I should do, I'm curious to hear what you have to say. But I don't want to do, like, interviews. Like, maybe I will have guests on, but I won't interview them. It'll just be me hanging out with random people. But I think the first, like, you know, 15 to 30 minutes should still be me recapping my week. But then there needs to be some, like, wow factor. Something that brings people in who aren't necessarily alley freaks, you know? Well, but I'm only saying this because that's what my sister said. And as you know from other episodes, my sisters are kind of haters. And they keep it 100. Dare I say they keep it 200 with me. They keep it way 200. My sister said that it's not that entertaining. Now, I know some of you are really into the podcast and you might have beef with my sister now, and that's fine. So do I. Join the club. But I kind of see where she's coming from. Like, it's a little bit too much to, like, every single week, blah, 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 alley, alley, alley. There needs to be a little something else. We'll figure it out. But I like so far what I have. I like what we're doing. There's no rush to change. But slowly I want to keep improving and building this to be even better. Speaking of my bitch-ass sister who's a hater, I get to be her maid of honor. Wow. Isn't that so sweet? I've never been in a wedding. Like, I've never been a bridesmaid or a maid of honor or anything. And I've only been to a handful of weddings as a guest. And to be a maid of honor at my sister's wedding for the first time is, like, very special. I am the youngest. My sisters are 7 and 5 years older than me. So the two of them are, like, super close and they're, like, best friends, and it has always been really annoying to be, like, the young one who's like, guys, hang out with me, I'm cool too, I'm one of you guys. Now that I'm older, we're kind of, like, getting there, but they're still definitely closer, which is fine, I get it, there's a big age difference. But because of that, I thought that I would just be, like, a bridesmaid, and that, you know, either my sister's best friend or my bigger sister would be the maid of honor. And then she made me and my other sister the maid of honor. And it was so sweet because I thought I was just going to be like the clown. Like, I would just be like juggling when people were walking into the wedding. Like, that's, it's just interesting how you think that other people see you. Damn. I just dropped some wisdom, because I always see myself in my sister's eyes as like the goofy clown who's just do, 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 do. Like, when they see me, I picture them hearing that in their head, do, 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 do. Like, what's Allie gonna do this time? And then I'm like, anyway, so I get to be a maid of honor, which is a big deal, and I want to be good and I want to show up and I want to prove myself to them. And not just be like, oh, Allie forgot to, you know, whatever. I'm always like the forgetful dodo little sister of the family. So this is my time to shine. I know it's my sister's wedding, but I'm really going to be trying to stand out for all of this. I'm going to show up. I'm going to be the best. Everyone's going to want me to be the maid of honor. I thought that maybe I would be like the person who marries them, like the minister, the ordained person. But I guess they don't have faith in my speaking abilities. Neither would I. I wouldn't really want to do that. It would be fun, but I don't know about that. And we got to go wedding dress shopping, which was so boring, but really beautiful, really emotional. My sister looked gorgeous in every dress. I was mad that I didn't get to try on any dresses, but I guess it wasn't about me that day. But now I want to get married. Now I get why women at a certain age start to get the fever because their friends are getting married. And when they go wedding dress shopping, it's like, I want a wedding dress. I want to be this person. So it's not even about the guy you're marrying at a certain point. It's about the aesthetics, like what you want things to look like. Because now I've been like planning. I'm like, what am I going to have? And it's like, I don't even have a fuck buddy right now. And I'm trying to plan my damn non-existent wedding. Okay. How much time are we at, Anthony? Wow. Am I getting good at this or what? So good. Crazy. Okay. I'm going to go to the questions. There were some good ones. Yeah, there were some really good ones. I'm going to start with my resting B-pod Instagram first, because if you're following me on there, I respect you more. And so I respect your questions that you ask me on the resting B-pod Instagram. I should have brought a beverage. My throat is dry as hell. No, I'm fine. I kind of like to suffer. Okay. Let's see what this is. Okay. You were pumped about the food question last week, so I was curious, what's your favorite candy? Great question. Halloween just passed, which is, you know, candy season. I know that some people feel strongly about this. I love candy corn. Oh my God, this is so aggressive. Why are all energy drinks so aggressive? They need to make an energy drink that's like, that looks like just an iced tea drink, or like that looks like. Okay, but the branding on energy drinks needs to be chill. The brand, like, why is this so aggressive? I hate this. I'm only going to have a couple sips because my throat is dry. But they need to make energy drinks for, like, basic women. For, like, basic hoes who believe in crystals and who have a lot of, like, succulents at their house. Like, a lot of shrubbery and trees. This is too much. Like, I don't want to lose my wife and kids in a custody battle after drinking this. But that's what it looks like is going to happen. Oh, you know what? It does taste pretty good. Yeah, that's what's nice about this, is that it does taste more like black tea lemonade than it does. My friend Diego Lopez, who I've talked about on the podcast before, and Micah Brucey, they have a podcast together called A Little Time, and they always review an energy drink during their podcast. And when I was on, you should listen to my episode with them. It was really fun. But we reviewed an energy drink that was like advertised as a tea. Like the branding did look like an Arizona iced tea, and I liked it. And then when you drank it, it tasted more like an energy drink. And this one does the opposite, but the branding is more. It's very interesting. Okay. The second sip tastes worse. Candy corn is my... I love candy corn. I can just... I like overdose on candy corn. I just don't know when to stop. I keep popping them in. They taste so good. I love candy corn. Candy corn, candy corn, candy corn. I like Reese's peanut butter cups. I like... I used to think I liked the shit with caramel in it, like Three Musketeers, Twix, but I think I have just been like tricked into thinking that I like that. I don't think it's that, like, it's fine, I'll do it, but I don't think it's that good. I also don't like dark chocolate at all. I'm a milk chocolate type of gal. I like the Almond Joys. I just tried those for the first time not that long ago, and I fuck with it. I love coconut in that candy. It's a nice little mix of flavors. What else? Is there anything else I like really like? Sour Patch Kids, I only like the red ones. Starburst, I only like the red ones. And it just, I'm not that big on them, but I'll do it. I I hate that I'm drinking that right now. I appreciate you forgetting it for me, but I do. Oh my god. Okay, so my producer Anthony bought 2 cases of Liquid Death. I don't know if anyone else has. I'm curious to see how you feel about it. I'm not going to re-up on the Liquid Death. I think it's too much work for a brand that's not going to fuck with me. I can just get, you know what? I'll just get bottled water. I'll ruin the environment in spite of Liquid Death. Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, resting bitch. Okay. If you guys do buy Liquid Death, even though they're not sponsoring me or fucking with me, when you buy it online through their website, you can say, it'll say like, how did you hear about us? And just say resting bitch podcast or Ally Makovsky podcast or just not Ally Mac at not Ally Mac at resting B pod. Maybe if enough people do it, they'll start to be like, damn, this bitch actually has some traction. Because I think like with sponsorship and stuff, like it typically happens when you get 10,000 downloads around that or something. But, you know, even if we're a smaller fan base right now, we could be a strong fan base. So imagine if like, you know, just half of the people who listen to this bought a case. That would really send a damn message. I'm not encouraging you to do it, but just think about it. Favorite movies, Borat. I've talked about that before. Borat is my favorite movie. I really like Date Night with Tina Fey. I thought it was going to be a really bad movie, and then I saw it like alone in the theater, and it was so funny. And A Star is Born. I'm a basic girl with basic taste, okay? Don't expect some, like, heady-ass answers. Like, I like that one movie that one guy made who killed himself after he made it. And it was his first and his last work. I just like classics, okay? Worst experience on an airplane. Oh my gosh, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but one time I was on a plane. Yeah, I think I have talked about this before, but just to read, that's what's here. Okay, I'm going to tell the story. I was flying from, I think it was either to or from Dallas, Texas to LAX or vice versa. And me and my sisters were all flying together, and my sisters are super paranoid of flying and stuff, and we all kind of like heighten each other's fears because we like get into each other's heads without realizing it. And there was this guy on our plane who, when we were walking onto the plane, he was sitting in front of us, and he had a Bible, which like, sure, do your thing. But he also had a red marker, which, like, that's just a suspect color. A yellow marker. Okay, you're highlighting. You're trying to learn. A green marker. You just have a fun sense of marker style. A red marker sends a message. That's, like, that's an alert color. And not only did he have that marker, but he was crossing every single line out and was doing, like, X's and, like, weird circles and designs, which was just, like, very suspicious. That's very suspicious. That's not a normal way to go through any book, let alone the goddamn Bible. And so we were really nervous, and we, like, told the, we told the flight attendant, but they can't, like, react. They have to stay neutral. But as soon as we told her, she did have them put the seatbelt sign on so people wouldn't get up and go to the bathroom. And then the guy went up and went to the bathroom when the sign was on. And my sister, like, ran to the bathroom after him. She said that she was checking the trash to see if he put anything in there. So we were, like, super nervous. Obviously, we're fine. My best experience on a plane, though, was not on this past trip, but on my last trip home from London, I got sat right next to this mom and her little baby, and I was so excited. Some people would have hated that, but I, like, love babies so much that I was like, if you ever need to, like, go to the bathroom or anything, like, I'm more than happy to watch your baby. You can't kidnap a baby on a plane. You know, there's only, you can go to first class or economy, but you can't really get away with the baby on a plane. So, yeah, I got to hang out with her and her baby, and they were so nice. And the baby was so sweet. It was a little ginger baby. So precious. Favorite performance and or moment of Camp Flogna. What did you think of the Igor album? I haven't listened to the full album. That's Tyler, the Creator's new album, Igor. I haven't listened to the full album, but the songs that I have listened to, I like. I just revisited his, you know, the iconic album, the first one you know, the song, I'm a fucking walking paradox. No, I'm not. Threesomes with a fucking triceratops. I'm blanking. Yes, Yonkers. Yeah, I was blanking. Thank you. And it's really interesting to hear that album now. It's really dark, and it's just very, like, I don't know, it's just so fascinating to listen to that and then listen to his new stuff and see, like, what a different place he's at. Because that was, like, before he, like, was big. Like, that's what got him big. So to hear, like, his songs, like, from, you know, him just being like a normal civilian and now being like, you know, super successful. It's very interesting to watch how it changes, but ultimately he stays himself at the core. But it was like very dark, and like all of his songs, like at some point he's like, I need to go to therapy. And then it's like, okay, obviously you have the money now and maybe you're doing that. But I was only there for like 2 hours each day, so I only saw Claro and Tyler. That was it. What else? Place you've never been but would really like to go. I want to go to Japan, but when I want to go, that's like, Japan is like a best friend trip or a partner trip. That's not like a solo trip you take on your own. That feels more couple-y. Whether it's platonic or sexual. I really want to go to Japan. I would like to go to Hong Kong. I would like to go to... I want to go to South Africa. I want to go everywhere, really. I want to go to Switzerland. I want to go a lot of places. Favorite Kid Cudi song? I mean, honestly, all of them are so good. All of them. There's so many. You can't just pick one. Genuinely. But last night I posted, or 2 nights ago, I posted Erase Me on my story because I really was jamming out to it. Okay. What is next for Allie? Or are you just going with the flow? What's next for me? I think I'm going to start posting more stand-up and just like... and just more stuff on YouTube that's not just podcast stuff. So I think I'm going to start doing that soon. I also want to, I want this year to have like a special, like a short special out, like either a 15 minute, one of those 15 minute Netflix things, or 30 minute Comedy Central or Netflix thing. I would like to have something like legitimate out of my stand-up this year. And kind of like, I would hope like a 15 or 30 minute, something where I can like dump all of my old material and just get rid of it completely. That would be really fun to have. But yeah, I kind of am just going with the flow. I'm just doing what feels right in the moment and seeing where it leads me. Because I think comedy can be so unpredictable that if you try and really like map it out too much, it's never going to go that way. And you might be disappointed. So I kind of just like to enjoy what's happening while it's happening. Oh no. Okay, that was my last sip. I'm done. I can't be bothered. In an earlier podcast, you said fuck pizza. I need you to explain yourself. They said you're nucking futs. Just say you're fucking nuts, okay? You don't need to do the little switch up of the first letters. Yeah, fuck pizza. I think it's overrated. I think pizza's fine. It's a good food, but I'm never just like craving pizza, and I just think it's fine. It's a fine side dish. It's never my main thing that I want. If it's there, I'll have it. I think it's fine. But yeah, it's like, okay, pizza, great. Fine. You know what I fuck with? Cereal. I fuck with cereal so hard, and I miss it. I just bought cereal because I don't have any in my house, and that's something that I do crave at random hours often. Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. All-time favorite. I like frosted or non-frosted shredded wheats, or the mini frosted or non-frosted shredded wheats. So good when it gets all soggy. Dude, I love a soggy cereal. Oh my god, I just let it sit. I let it brew in that milk for hours, and then I just slurp it up. So good. Wow, someone is going to cut that into a small little bit where I just go slurp that up, and I don't mind that. I think it would be funny. Maybe if you are someone who does want to cut that, you can just put some fun graphics around me while I'm slurping, and I'm sure it won't be sexual at all, but I'm glad that I did that and that it's going to be online forever. I love cereal. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, shredded wheats. I also like the boring adult cereals. Like, I fuck with Raisin Bran. I fuck with Frosted Flakes. I fuck with Honey Nut Cheerios. I fuck with granola cereals. Just, there's something about it that just I love a liquid that I can crunch. I love a crunchy liquid. That's what it comes down to, maybe. What other cereals do I like? Captain Crunch is good, but not all the time. Lucky Charms. I think Lucky Charms are kind of like for basics, like people who like, you know, people like country music, like Lucky Charms. I'm only basing that off one person I knew in high school who liked Lucky Charms and also likes country music. So now I'm just assuming that everyone who likes Lucky Charms likes country music. It's fine. It's all right. But she would just take out the charms. But the best part about it is the combination between the boring bran cereal wheat flavor with the sugary. Don't separate your cereal. Don't segregate, okay? It's problematic. Movies that make you cry. I mean, I'll cry at any sad movie at this point in my life, but when I was younger, it was really hard for me to get in touch with my emotions and cry in movies. I just would, like, you know, block the feelings. The first movie I cried in, I remember. It's a really sad story. I was watching Peter Pan, the live action with Jeremy Sumpter. This came out in like 2003, I want to say, 2003 or 4. The live action Peter Pan with Jeremy Sumpter, who was so hot at the time and has since. I mean, I'm not going to say he's not hot anymore, but if you Google image, you can come to your own conclusions of how life treated him. But I was so in love with him, and I was also so in love with Wendy, and they were so cute. And I was at the theater with a friend of mine. We were sitting separately from my parent. I think it was my dad who took me, and maybe, I don't know, but me and my friend were sitting separately. And we're watching the movie, and there's a scene where Peter and Wendy start fighting. And they're supposed to be, like, married or whatever at this point. And they're fighting, and all the kids are around. And I just started crying in the theater because I was like, this is, like, my parents. I got super emo. Damn. I was like, yeah, that was the first time I cried. It, like, really hit me. I wonder if I watched it again, if I would still feel that emotional. Or if it was because I was so young and, like, you know, relationships were super confusing and complicated to me. Not that they're not anymore, but, like, me never having, you know, processed my parents' divorce at that point in my life, and then watching Wendy and Peter fight. Damn, that shit hit. What's the last thing you do before you go to sleep? I finish checking my Instagram and make sure that I've seen every single notification. I hit my Juul and I go to bed. I just lay there. Sometimes I listen to my meditation app that I accidentally signed up for and paid way too much for. I'll listen to that. They tell nighttime stories, little bedtime stories. My favorite guy is Alan Sklar. He's like this old British guy. He's like, now that you're in bed, get comfortable. That's such a, I feel like I sound more Australian than I do English. What comedians do you hate? Great question. I don't really hate anyone. Like, there's one guy that comes to mind who I'm thinking of, and it's a guy that's like at open mic level, so no one would really know who it is unless you're listening to this and you're in the LA comedy scene and you do open mics, then you would know this guy. But he's just like the scummiest, grossest, lamest dude. He runs a show and just flirts with female comics and has them do his shitty ass shows. He's like the car salesman of comedy. Just like one of those sleazy dudes. It's just like you can't trust him. He's just gross. And like, if you're in the LA comedy scene and we know each other, and you probably know the guy, and I'm happy to tell you who it is, and you probably feel the same way about him, but I just don't fuck with him. I think he's so gross. Ugh. He's just like, you know people who just like have a domestic abuser vibe? He has one of those vibes. Yeah. He just has the vibe of someone who would hit a woman. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's just the vibe that I'm getting. Like, he seems like he just has, like, this anger in his soul that he doesn't... He, like, puts on this face when he's out doing comedy stuff, and he, like, pretends he's all fine. And then I can just tell there's, like, this dark thing inside of him that he doesn't know how to get out. My eye itches so bad. Oh. Oh, that feels nice. You know when something itches and then you get it and it like feels like so horny? You're like, oh my god. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was nice. Wow, that felt really good. Have you met John Mayer? No. I've seen him at the Comedy Store. And then I posted a meme on my Instagram story about his song and he reposted it and started following me. So I think that means we're best friends. And it is weird that we haven't hung out yet. What's it like working at the Comedy Store? Well, I put in my 2 weeks and quit. So it used to be, it was fun. It was just exhausting. And have you ever bombed? Yes, of course I've bombed. Okay, I need to wrap it up because I am starting to get bored of hearing my own voice. Okay, let me just see. Okay, I'm gonna go back to my normal Instagram because the rest of the questions on the Resting Bee Pod Instagram are kind of whack. So I'm gonna go to this and okay. I just want to do one good question, but there's so many. I'll just read some that I think are funny without answering. Because someone said, wait. When's the first time you ever dyed your hair? I think the first time I like really dyed my hair was when I shaved it off. I think like 3 years ago or 4 years ago or something. No, 3 years ago. I shaved it all off and then dyed it pink with a shaved buzz cut. And then I just kept dyeing it after that. But I guess I guess I've been dyeing it like for 5 years. You look like Trey Parker. People say that so often in the DMs. And I kind of see it a little bit. Where can we find more of your stand-up online? I'm going to start posting more, okay? It's just stand-up is very personal, and I want people to come out to shows, and I feel like you lose some of that when you post stuff. And I also feel like I'm still getting, like, so much better that when I post stuff, it's going to be bad in a year. But I guess it doesn't matter. People just want stuff right now. So anyway, yes, I'll post stand-up. You're like an eye roll personified. That's really good. Are you doing shows in San Diego? Not that I know of yet, but probably soon. Why no comedian comes to Istanbul for a show? Isn't there like some military weird war shit going on over there? I went to Istanbul once and it was so beautiful and I loved it. It was really nice. It was very beautiful country. You look like if Tumblr created a stand-up comic. You know what? I will take that as a compliment. I used to be obsessed with Tumblr and I wanted to look like everyone on Tumblr. So, you know what? My dreams have come true. How's Bobby from the Supreme store on Fairfax doing these days? Well, it's my pleasure to announce that he is married now. So, congrats to Bobby. Okay. Not sure why you're not a huge star yet. I mean, I know you're a star, but why not huge? That's sweet. I'm gonna end it with something just sweet like that. Thank you for watching or listening to my podcast. I'm very happy that this is my 20th one, and it's been a lot of fun so far, and I'm excited to see how we continue and what we end up, you know, doing with this bad boy. Come out and see me live and stay dumb.